final chant of the evening. Here we go, the roll up to no.
Welcome to 84 Ounces of Freedom. I am your host, Mr. Cole. I'm an expert on trucks. Today, I'll be talking about the ABS system that keeps wheels spinning and how the linkage to the gross axle weight rating can maximize low-end torque when you engage the sleeper berth twin screw. I want to shout out a thanks to Everlasting Faint for the new theme song. I think that dude just ripped that shit off of fucking YouTube, but I do like the oh no at the end. So this episode was originally going to be about three mixtapes. If you don't know what they are, a mixtape is footage that is edited together from different sources. Sometimes it's from movies, the internet, gore, or true death. Imagine like traces of death, for instance, faces of death, stuff like that. But what I discovered about these mixtapes is that they are all connected to really cool podcasts, YouTube channels, movies, Symbolicus One, for instance, and some fantastic underground film releasing sites. The initial idea quickly became too big for one episode, so I've decided to do three individual episodes on each mixtape and what they are connected to. So, in this first episode, I'll be talking about Born to Lose Volume 1 Dial-Up Disasters. But before I get into Born to Lose, I want to do something I don't normally do. I'd like to ask for something from the audience. I know there are a couple of you out there, and y'all don't do ratings or reviews. This isn't a good podcast. But I'm going to be talking about some things I'm really passionate about in the next three episodes, and mainly some excellent podcasts. Excuse me. Give them a 5-star review. And, some kind words. That's not what I'm asking you for. I'm asking for 1-star reviews or less, if that's even possible. And the meanest comments you can think of in your review. I want to be the most hated podcast that is out there, and I'll read these comments in the next episode. And I've got three planned and a solid idea for a 4th and 5th episode. I'm not sure where everyone listens. The app I use puts episodes up all over the place. I think mainly Spotify now. We'll see when I put this episode, since it's been a while. May of last year, I think. So send me a screenshot to 84ounces2freedom@gmail.com. That's the numbers 84, the letters OZ, the number 2, freedom@gmail.com. Or message me on the Facebook or the Instagram. And by the time this airs, I should have the Instagram site up. Don't be nice. And spoiler, the Instagram site is up. And my first post is a little spoiler for this episode, and the next post will be this episode. So the way I learned about this mixtape was from listening to the Postmortem Horror Show podcast with Dom and JD, not to be confused with the Mick Garris Postmortem. They did an interview with Jonathan Doe when he released his movie The Degenerates, episode 302, The Attack of the Canadian Meth Wendigo. And yes, that's a thing. Some people number their podcasts. They don't give up after number 6. Just saying. That's where I learned about Jonathan Doe's podcast, The Uneasy Terrain Explorers Club. On episode number 32, Jonathan Doe discusses extreme horror with Sick on Cinema podcast boys, Matt and John. Their podcast, Sick on Cinema, is dedicated to the dark side of film. They are Southern boys with Southern accents. They talked about films and companies that are putting out underground horror films that I'd never heard of. So I decided, you know, I'll listen to this podcast. I'm always looking for something new. By the time this hits, I will have listened to all of their episodes. And another spoiler, I'm all caught up, boys. So I'm just waiting for the next episode. The first episode I listened to surprised me by its length. 2 hours, 45 minutes. Holy shit. The description of the episode only mentioned they were going to be talking about three movies. So I was curious how they were going to spend that much time on three films. The episode began with them answering questions from listeners. They post a picture of dancing skeletons in the background that says we're taking questions on the Instagram, mainly. You can also email questions to sickoncinema@gmail.com. After an hour had gone by, they were still answering questions. I was like, what the fuck? People ask some fucked up questions, and it's funny, but people also ask serious questions, and they answer everything. Just in the question-answer section alone, I learned about 20-plus films that I had never heard of and wanted to see, and that's just in the question segment on the first episode I listened to. I laughed a lot and had to pull over a couple times to add titles to my must-see list. When they got to the actual three movies they were going to talk about, and they're usually based on a theme, like a certain director or a certain type of film that fit into a same theme, generally three films, sometimes more. They were very insightful and very funny. I love this podcast. It's awesome to listen to two Southern guys talk about extreme horror. I'm tongue-tied. I need a drink. Oi. They also talk about metal, and sometimes they talk about wrestling, which I learned I have been pronouncing wrong for my whole life. It's pronounced wrestling. I love this podcast and look forward to each new episode and for Matt and John to answer my questions now that I'm caught up. And, you know, you listen, I think the last three episodes, I ask a question and they fucking answered it. I also love their Steve Austin impersonation. Okay. So here's mine. Oh, hell yeah, son. What? I'm still working on it. Shout out Postmortem, Uneasy Terrain Explorers Club, and Sick on Cinema. Listen to those podcasts. 5 stars for all. Give them some nice comments. And through their podcast and listening and having to listen closely, because Matt and John are great about shouting out other people. They're not so great about shouting out their stuff all the time. But by listening closely, I learned Matt made a mixtape that is available on Banana Box Releasing on the Instagram. Shout out to Herschel and all things he's done for underground horror and the Amish community. The man truly is a saint. Born to Lose, Volume 1, Dial Up Disasters. This is Matt's love letter to the internet. And John is credited for helping him with it as well. And even in the credits, they shout out all the people they, you know, love. This is actually a community, which you guys will see as you start to get involved and tie in on Instagram and everything. The title screen warns that there is violent and gross out material and apologizes for the extremely low resolution. The Born to Lose theme song is played as we watch fail after fail involving skateboarders, pets, parkour, and just all around fails. I could watch this shit and laugh all day long. I love that kind of stuff. You also get some backyard wrestling and a bunch of the weirdest shit you could ever find on the internet. I mean, I, you know, use the internet, obviously. I don't know how Matt found this shit. It's so off the fucking wall. I don't want to spoil the whole thing. That would be impossible to talk about every single clip. But just know that you'll laugh, be shocked, and horrified in rapid succession. And what makes this really good is the way it's cut together and the use of music. I mean, for instance, when you show me fully geared up monkeys boxing in a boxy ring with the Rocky soundtrack playing, you get my vote. I'm going to watch that shit for sure. So here's the question. Who is this for? Can you watch it with your kids? I think this is for everybody. And watching it with a few friends and some beer, you're going to have a great fucking time. You're going to laugh. I'm pretty sure you could watch it with your kids, teenage and up. There's only one part that kind of goes hard, but it's still my favorite. And all I will say is cake farts. Thanks for that, Matt. So how do you get it? Get on the Instagram, message Herschel Gillis at Banana Box Releasing. You'll find Banana Box Releasing. And that's how I got it. Pricing and shipping is very reasonable. Came within a reasonable amount of time, quicker than the latest Vinegar Syndrome release I ordered, which we'll probably be talking about next episode as well. So get it and watch it and share it with friends. I think you'll enjoy it. So you might think this is the end, but through listening to Sick on Cinema, also very closely, I heard Matt and John mention another side project of Matt's, Sin Film Preservation. So under Sin Film Preservation, Matt does super limited releases of films that you cannot get. Sin Films Preservation is the epitome of underground. So I'm probably fucking that up here, but according to the Podcasters app I use to record this, I have a following of 1 and 720 listens from the 20 existing episodes. 700 of those listens are most likely long-haul drivers who push stop after listening for about 20 minutes and realize what this podcast really is. So, I don't think we'll overload Sin Film Preservation, but who knows? And overloading them, it's kind of tough to do. So these releases are usually limited to 10 to 15 copies, unless you're Herschel. Oh, then you get a copy zero. I missed getting Gourmet Zombie Chef from Hell, but I did get Splattered Naked Blood, number 10 of 15, and Human Pork Chop, number 8 of 15. Here's the deal. Once those 15 are sold, that's it. You can't get Splattered Naked Blood and the Human Pork Chop now from Sin Film Preservation. There's a picture on the site, says sold out. So here's what you need to do, and some good news. Follow Sin Film Preservation on the Instagram, and when Matt announces a release, message him and get on the list for that film. Send him the dollars on the PayPal and get the movies. And here's why these are very professional releases. They look just like a DVD you would buy in the store. The artwork is beautiful and the disc is pressed with color artwork, not a sticker or Sharpie on a DVR. It looks like just like something you walk into Walmart and buy. And here's the good news if you're sad about missing these two movies, and they are some of my most prized items in my collection. Matt has more movies coming out, and they are Pulgasari, which has been announced, and I've messaged him, dude, put me on the list. Exterminator City, Writhing Tongue, Daughters of Darkness, Ricky Six, Water Power, Turkish Superman, Las Vegas Bloodbath, Love Minus Zero Equals Infinity, Sex Wish, and Suburb Murder. Follow Sin Film Preservation, Banana Box Releasing, and Sick on Cinema on the Instagram. Give some likes, ask some questions, and support the underground by buying Extreme Underground Horror. Finally, I want to say thank you to Matt and John. They have an excellent podcast, and they took off a year as well. You know, my last episode, I want to say episode 20, was May 1st, 2022. They have inspired me to get back on the job. Thank you so much, Matt and John, for everything that you're doing. Looking forward to the next episode. In my next episode, I'll be talking about Marcus Cook's mixtape. Fucking, why can I not say that cocksucking word? Mixtape, MK Ultra, Volume 1. Movies from directors I discovered from Symbolicist 1, including Marcus Cook. And another excellent podcast, Show Me Something Wrong. I also just got in the mail yesterday, Variant 2, Joe Meredith. We'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about two other directors that I discovered from that. So, actually, maybe I could have done these all in one episode. That was only 15 minutes. Fuck me. Well, guess what? I'm just getting back into the podcast game. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for listening. Give me 1-star reviews and hateful comments. Shoot me a picture of wherever they are at so I can find them. I don't know where you listen. This podcast apparently automatically goes out to many sites, and I don't get notifications. So unless I go to each site, I can't see it. So if you do, just shoot me a screenshot. I'll read them on the next episode. You can reach me at 84OuncesToFreedom@gmail.com. Again, the number's 84, the letters OZ, the number 2, the word freedom at gmail.com. There's a group on Facebook, and I can tell you now, there is a page on Instagram. I'll be putting up this episode shortly here. It seems that the Instagram has the horror underground community, although there's Slasher, which is a horror, like Facebook, where everybody on there's into horror. But I don't know. Seems like Instagram's the thing, so I'm getting that fixed. Follow my YouTube channel, Mr. Cole's Homebrew. There hasn't been a lot of posts, but there is a lot of existing posts. I'm going to be making an IPA soon, so maybe I'll do a new video if I can figure out how to get my phone to give me access to my own goddamn music. And if you're in Kelseyville, California, come by Sophie's Day Spa and check out my knife shop, Mr. Cole's Precious Metals, and get some ice cream from Calix and Fort Bragg. Taste some wine from Monument Mountains. Buy gifts, book a facial or a haircut. All that stuff, all family run, all in one business. Shout out Jamie, Wyatt, and Sophie. Thank you for listening to 84 Ounces of Freedom, which surprisingly turned into a short episode, looked much longer on paper, but I will be back with episode 22. And in the immortal words of Stone Cold Steve Austin, when he was asked if he would give up beer, he said, "Why in the fuck would I do that?" What?